Hi, folks. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to follow this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. So I want to talk about why keeping your money in the bank only will keep you broke and poor. Now, the intent of this episode is not to discourage people to put money in a bank, but it's to enlighten you and to get you to think. Now, a bank, let me start this off by saying this. Everyone needs a bank account. We all need a place to store our money. You don't want to just put your money under your mattress or under your pillow or bury it. Banks definitely have a purpose. It's a good place to house your emergency fund. It's a good place to keep money for maybe a short-term purchase. So banks serve a purpose. But here's the problem that I have with the banks. Banks pay you pretty much nothing to hold your money. And a lot of people store their money only in their bank. And banks pay you less than 1% to hold your money. See, here's the thing with banks. Banks are in the business of making money. They're not your friend, banks. Because here's what they do with your money. Banks take your money and they invest it. The money that you put in your checking or your savings account, your bank uses that money to lend to others. See, the bank is going to pay you less than 1% to hold your money. But they're going to use your money to lend out at a higher interest rate. Somebody might be listening to this podcast and they're like, okay, yeah, I understand that, Al. What's the point? Well, what's the point is the bank is using your money to build wealth. And see, a lot of people don't comprehend that. See, a lot of people have all their money tied up in their bank. And this will keep you broke and poor. See, that's why I like investing in banks. I like to invest in financial institutions because they have a great business model. They use the money that people give them and they invest it. Very simple, very strategic business model that banks have. See, you got to think like an investor. See, a lot of people, they like to play it safe. So they'll house all their money in a bank, thinking that it's safe. And it is safe to keep your money in a bank. You have the FDIC insurance. But because a bank is a safe place to store your money, the reward is low. So that's why the bank is going to pay you a mediocre interest rate to house your hard-earned money because there's no risk. Now, if you really want to build wealth, then you have to invest your money. Stop just hoarding all your money in your checking or your savings account and put it into financial assets that are going to give you a bigger return than a mediocre, less than 1% return that the bank is going to give you. See, again, you got to think like an investor. See, the problem with a lot of people is they want to play it safe. They have the scarcity mentality. Some people might say, well, I don't want to invest. It's risky. I can lose money. And that's true. You can lose money when investing. You can. But if you're so scared to take risk and you just want to play it safe and just keep all your money in the bank, you're playing a losing game. Because the bank is taking your hard-earned money and the bank is investing it. They're lending it out in the form of mortgages, credit cards, personal loans. They're taking your money and they're building wealth for their shareholders. Why do you think when you go into most of the big banks that these banks look beautiful? These banks have marble floors and marble ceilings. How do you think they pay for all that? Well, you're paying for that. You're paying for those marble floors and those marble ceilings. Because they're taking your money and investing it. They're taking your money and lending it out at 5% or higher. And in the meantime, they're paying you less than 1% to use your money and lend it out. So get out of the scarcity mentality. Playing it safe, just keeping your money in a checking or savings account only, will keep you broke and poor. See, a lot of people just want to play it safe in life. They just want to keep money in a safe place. They don't want to put their dollars to risk. But here's the thing in this world, folks. If you want to be successful in life, if you want to become a better version of yourself, you're going to have to take risk in life. You can't just always play it safe. See, if you always want to play it safe, for instance, keeping your money in your checking or savings account only, you're guaranteed to lose. If you want to build wealth, in my opinion, the best way to build wealth, the easiest way to build wealth, is investing in the stock market. Investing in blue chip, well-established businesses that have proven their worthiness. That's how you're going to build wealth. Anyone can build wealth. I truly believe that. But it's going to take you taking a leap of faith, getting out of the scarcity mentality, and putting your money to work. Just keeping your money in the bank is just helping the bank build wealth. It's not helping you build wealth. So I would encourage you to embrace the mentality of a wealth builder. Believe you can build wealth. Change your perception of money. And if you do that, your future self will thank you. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to become a better version of yourself and stay committed to financial success.